This is Stevenson Mustangs Basketball. Online, mobile, and on demand. Powered by SFMSports.net.
Coach Gary Stewart joining us. Coach, just thoughts about the game.
Well, I was really impressed with Messiah. You know, they kept playing. We got back on our heels. They were very aggressive and assertive, put the ball in the operation area. Didn't get any stops the last 12 minutes of the game, and then we got stagnated offensively.
Was the goal in like the 8-9 minute mark to run that shot clock, or just the, you know, their defense was that good at that point?
Our offense, we like to three-side it, so we weren't able to do that. We just lost our aggressiveness. It wasn't anything that they, I felt, took us out of. We just weren't very assertive. We bogged down offensively, and a lot of that happens when our offense goes, our defense goes. We've got to develop that level of maturity to be able to fight through that.
Last question for me. The dividing point in the game seemed to be at 20-point lead that you guys had. Before that, what did you do well? And then what you mentioned what you lost a little bit. Just talk about that dividing point in the game.
Well, Sean Farr. Had Sean Farr up, and we were up by 20. Sean Farr doesn't play in the second half, and we needed him desperately.
How's he doing?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. We'll find out a little bit more, I think, tomorrow. But, again, we're not built for one person, but Sean makes everybody better around us. And so when your number three singles plays number three, you're pretty good. If your number three singles has to come down and play number one, that stresses, and that's what happened tonight. But we're trying to do too much, too. We're not playing as a cohesive unit, and I don't fault the guys. They're trying desperately to get that screw unhinged. But sometimes you just got to put a little WD-40 on it and let it sit for a second. We're turning, and it's to our detriment right now.
Coach, thanks a lot.
Yep, thank you, guys.
All right, Coach Gary Stewart joining us for the postgame, and the postgame interview brought to you by GoMustangSports.com.